Venetian Legends by Alberto Tozofei. Radio Magica Edition. Narrated by Jamie Ballard and
John McCourt. The Paladin's Rose. In Venice, there lived a girl named Maria. She belonged to the noble Partecipazio family. She was a stunningly beautiful girl with incredible glowing eyes, which earned her the nickname Vulcana. Maria loved Tancredi, who loved her in return. But Tancredi was a troubadour, a penniless man in the eyes of Maria's father. For this reason, Messer Orso Partecipazio forbade the two to see each other. So Maria came up with the idea for Tancredi to become a soldier, but not an ordinary one. Her beloved would join Charlemagne's paladins. "I know what you are worth," she said, "and I am sure that in a short time you will find enough glory to win my father's trust. As for myself, I cannot do anything but wait for your return." Tancredi left, and in a few months he had stricken fear into the Moors by fighting alongside Roland, Renaud, and the other paladins. His minstrel colleagues told stories of his deeds, which made maids of each court swoon with love. Imagine Vulcana. She was madly in love with him. The girl had been right. When her father found out about the exploits of the young man, he was won over. That warrior of absolute valour had to become his son-in-law. But the weeks passed by, and there was no word of Tancredi. One day, without warning, the paladins made their triumphant return to Venice. People were coming to see them from all around. Roland, Renaud, Grifone, Ruggero, Aquilante, Brandimarte, and the others, all young, handsome, and merciless, smiling at passers-by. But there was no sign of Tancredi. Roland in person went to find Maria to tell her about her lover's fate. Tancredi had fallen during violent combat. Before dying, however, he picked a rosebud and gave it, soaked in his own blood, to his comrade in arms, asking him to take it to the woman he loved in Venice. Vulcana did not say a word. She took her withered token of love and withdrew into the silence of her rooms. Her heart did not survive the news. Shortly thereafter, she was found lifeless. Maria had finally joined her Tancredi. In her hands, they found a rosebud. It was blood red, as fresh as if it had just been picked. It was April 25th. Since then, in Venice, on St. Mark's Day, all men give the woman they love a rosebud as the token of a love that never dies, of a feeling that knows no time and age in life.